The National Party has been causing headaches for the Prime Minister over banking, over same-sex marriage and citizenship, and now one of their rank has lobbed a leadership hand grenade. One of the most senior Nationals in New South Wales, the state's Deputy Premier John Barilaro, says the PM should quit, and he should do it before Christmas. The new rift comes as the government struggles to sell the Banking Royal Commission it never wanted but was forced to agree to. Here's Andrew Green in Canberra.
Outside New South Wales, not many people have heard of Deputy Premier John Barilaro. Just after 7 o'clock this morning, that all changed.
Turnbull is the problem. The Prime Minister is the problem. He should step down, allow for a clean out of what the leadership looks like federally, get on with governing the country, and whoever takes the reins going forward needs to make sure that they put the country and its people first.
The New South Wales Nationals leader was appearing on Radio 2GB to speak to a fellow Malcolm Turnbull critic, Sydney Talkback host Alan Jones.
What really got my goat on Monday and on Sunday was to hear the Prime Minister of this nation turn around and say there were no federal issues that affected the state government and the state election. I mean, that's just a joke. I mean, if you're out of touch, completely out of touch, like that comment, which showed clearly that the federal issues were impacting on the way state voters were voting in a state election. You know, so in my mind, it just shows that there is no leadership.
So basically, Turnbull should go.
Well, look, I've spent 4 days on the road, travelling through the Riverina and the south of this state, talking with ordinary people in small regional towns, and regardless of the message we were trying to sell, you know, we had some great announcements and all that. I was often confronted by individuals from all sides, from all walks of politics and the political landscape, who kept talking about the lack of leadership federally. And there is no question there is a lack of leadership.
Appearing on Melbourne radio an hour later, the Prime Minister was asked about the comments made by his state coalition colleague.
Well, you know, the last time I was with him was down at Cooma at the Snowy Mountains scheme there, and we were talking about Snowy Hydro too, and he was full of joy with the big investment we're going to make there. And you know, he's never raised these matters with me personally. I think what's going on, Neil, is that he's on Alan Jones and he's just trying to ingratiate himself with Alan and telling him what he wants to hear. So that's what I think it's about.
Speaking to 3AW host Neil Mitchell, Malcolm Turnbull hit back.
He actually made similar comments a little while ago and I left a message with him and he didn't call me back.
Well, you want to confront him,
don't you? But he's got my number. He can call me any time. I'd be delighted to have a chat to him. But I think it is, you know, if somebody has a view like that, you know, if I had a view about a state leader I would express it, if I expressed it at all, privately and, you know, face-to-face. I wouldn't be doing, wouldn't be bagging them in the media like that.
Must irritate you a bit.
Not really.
Really?
No.
Mr. Barilaro's comments have come the day before his federal National Party leader, Barnaby Joyce, faces a by-election forced by the recent citizenship saga. It's a point not lost on the Prime Minister.
We have a by-election, in fact, we have a National Party by-election on Saturday in New England. And so, no, you know, Mr. Barilaro should perhaps reflect on whether his remarks are going to be helpful for Barnaby.
Mr. Turnbull's colleagues have also been quick to rush to his defence and attack the New South Wales Deputy Premier. Deputy Liberal Leader Julie Bishop.
I couldn't disagree more. Malcolm Turnbull is dealing with the challenges that everyday Australians are facing. He has called a Royal Commission into the banking sector to ensure that there's stability and certainty in our banking sector, which affects every Australian who has a relationship with a bank or has superannuation funds.
But in recent days, grumblings about Malcolm Turnbull's leadership have been growing louder, particularly from disgruntled members of the Nationals. Julie Bishop insists her leader is doing a good job.
Malcolm Turnbull is leading our nation and doing a very good job.
Has anyone raised leadership concerns with you?
This is not an issue that we're focusing on.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has declared her full and absolute support for Mr Turnbull. In a terse statement, she says her deputy has expressed a, quote, personal view which I do not share. Mr Barilaro is well aware of my position. I look forward to continuing to work with the Turnbull Coalition Government to deliver a better quality of life for the people of New South Wales. So far, the strongest condemnation of John Barilaro's comments have come from Communications Minister Mitch Fifield.
I do not have a clue what was in the head of the Deputy Premier of New South Wales. As I say, the easiest thing in politics is to get a run by whacking your own side. It requires absolutely no political skills. It's lazy, it's weak, and it lacks character.
This isn't an endorsement of Bill Shorten. It's actually the opposite. You know, Bill Shorten is the reason I'm speaking out as someone from the Liberal and National Coalition Government in a senior role, to step out like I'm doing today shows how desperate my electorate is, how desperate Australians are. For me to step out like this is not an endorsement of Bill Shorten. That's actually the fear that drives me to stand up, because the other side of all this is good governments, good Liberal and National governments will be lost. I have a fantastic Premier in New South Wales, someone that I back in each and every day, that I know, given the chance, will show her legacy will be quite significant for this state. But at this rate, the baseball bats will be taken to a state government well before the federal election.
New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro ending Andrew Green's report. Well, Federal Cabinet Minister and interim National Party leader Nigel Scullion has dismissed Mr Barilaro's leadership comments and says the comments are ill-mannered and unhelpful. And Senator Scullion has asked John Barilaro to give him a call. He's speaking here to reporters in Sydney.
Well, I'd have to agree with Barnaby that, look, I often look at motive. I have no understanding why John should ring Alan Jones and have a chat about the Prime Minister whom he didn't ring earlier. You know, that's just manners. So you're going to have a big red-hot crack at the Prime Minister. You want to throw him on the unemployment queue. You're also going to need a reason. I didn't hear one of those. So, look, John, you've got my number, mate. Give me a ring. I'm not sure what's ailing you, but if you need a bit of therapeutic download with Nige, you should have a yarn to me too. But I'm more than happy to get you in to see the PM if you've got some problems. You know, his door is always open to everyone. He's that sort of leader. So if you want to have a yarn, I'll make sure I'll set it up for you. What we've got to do in the media, we've got to sort of start a bit more foreplay. You know, you start back a bit softer. The first question, I stub his toe, should he resign? Like, you know, these are people who've got kids at school, they've got, you know, wives that currently love them or husbands that sort of, you know, these are real people with real jobs. And ask him to tear their job away is just not a good start. Like, John Barilaro's an absolute cracker bloke. I've door knocked for him in Queanbeyan, and I know him well. And he's a wonderful bloke. That's why I'm a bit miffed by this. But look, you know, people have bad hair days. I suspect this is one of them.
Indigenous Affairs Minister and Country Liberal Party Senator Nigel Scullion at a news conference in Sydney this morning.